back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Today, Olivia and I are talking about Chattanooga. It's right up the road, not too far. You can jump in that car and be there in just a couple of hours. Doesn't take long at all. It's amazing, actually, how close Chattanooga is.
It could even make, you know, a long day trip if you're up for it.
You really could. I know Bill has done that. Doc Bill has done that. He's gone up to the aquarium and come back in one day. So it is definitely doable. You can kind of go see the sights, do some things, and come back. But, you know, one of the things I would suggest that people do is go up for the art scene. Because when I was there in October, I was there to check out the art scene. And, Olivia, I was so amazed to see so many different things. I actually stayed in an area called the Bluffview Art District that was actually created to celebrate the arts in Chattanooga and to develop it more. It was developed by Mary and Dr. Charles Portea. And they're the owners of the Bluffview District and galleries and things that are there. They have a river gallery there that has all different kinds of art in it. And I had a chance to talk with Angie Supan, who is there at the River Gallery, and she just knows a lot about art and takes care of everything there at the gallery, makes sure that they have rotating exhibits. So when you go, if you go this month, there'll be something different next month. So she talks all about that and shares some of the different things that you can see and do, and also tells us a little bit about why they actually started this area and what was their interest and their inspiration to get it started. So let's take a listen as I talk to Angie Supan.
We welcome everybody in this main exhibit room because this is where we feature artists' work every month, a new collection. Everything is for sale in the gallery. We opened 25 years ago. Mary Portera, who's the owner and director of the gallery, and she and Dr. Charles Portera own and operate the entire Bluffview Art District neighborhood up here. So she's the owner of the gallery, and this summer we celebrated 25 years old and had a big party, and lots of people came out to congratulate her and to celebrate with us. We had a new exhibit that month. But ever since we opened, we've been open 7 days a week, and we have First Friday opening receptions that celebrate our changing exhibits that happen every single month. Some artists have been with us since day one, and then we're always taking on new artists, too, all the time. If you came to the gallery once a month, you are guaranteed to see something new.
Different?
Always, yes. Once a month, you're always going to see a new show, and that's been a philosophy of Ms. Patera's ever since we opened.
Well, can you go back in time a little bit and tell me what was her inspiration for starting this gallery?
That's a great question because we have explored that, especially with the anniversary this summer. Mm-hmm. And I love to ask her these things. So Mary Portera, she has a daughter who is an artist. She and her children, when they would go with Dr. Portera to another place in the country when he would have a medical conference, they would go find, you know, go to the art museums, they would go to art galleries. That was always something that they found educational, inspiring, beautiful, and then they were collectors and are collectors of art themselves. And I think it's a combination of, you know, what her love and interest is, as well as realizing, you know, I think she really wanted to start a bookstore early on. She'll tell you that. And then her family said, you should do an art gallery. You have such a keen eye. And she does, because the whole grounds, I mean, they have such a keen eye to detail and beauty. And then she also has a strong sense of the heritage that we have in this part of the country, in the Appalachian area. So wood carving and handwork and clay work. Her daughter is a clay artist who teaches ceramics at one of the high schools here in town and is an exhibiting clay artist that we carry. So I think it's just probably all of that and the beauty that she sees in the world. And she started off, and she said she was terrified. Now, I was in college when the gallery opened, and so when I came home my freshman year in college, my mom said, I've got this place I need to show you. And this opened while I was like, what is this? It was amazing. You walk in from room to room, everything is different. There's this friendly warmth, which is what, you know, she continues to embody. And that's very much her personality, the family's whole personality, really. It's a very natural, friendly, you know, some places you walk in and you don't get that, like, hi, welcome kind of vibe. And that's something we've always, that's, you know, part of our mission statement, really, yes. And so I think realizing that she could do this, and it was a fun challenge, and, you know, blood, sweat, and tears is put into it. And 25 years later, it still keeps going. And you know, you hope that people will continue to support for the next 25 years, because it's a very special part of this community. So,
but yeah. Now I also see some wearable art. There's
yes.
jewelry and things like that too.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about that.
So I'm actually wearing a vest by one of our artists. Jen Swearington is an artist from North Carolina, and she is one of our very favorites. Not only do we love her as a person, we also all avidly wear her clothes. They're machine washable, and she hand stitches everything. She hand dyes everything. You know, it's her original drawings that are printed on the material that she prints herself. She's kind of a Wonder Woman, and we love that about her. So we just got a new collection of clothes from Jenny in. And then this artist, this is a newer artist for us. Her name is Janice Schmidt. And these are made from recycled cantha cloth quilts that are hand-stitched in India and then hand-washed many, many times. And Janice Schmidt has turned these into tunics or vests that are reversible. So you kind of get like two pieces in one, and they're all unique, one of a kind. So you can wear this over, you know, black leggings, and then you're wearing art. We also have always carried jewelry since the beginning. So we have several jewelry artists that have their collections here. I'm trying to see if I have anything on. I don't have anything on today from, but usually it's very easy to wear jewelry from the gallery because it's so unique and well made, well, you know, very well crafted. Mm-hmm. And then you're, again, getting to support a living artist. And that's what I say to a lot of our customers, is that you are supporting a living, breathing artist. And, you know, we say thank you to that, because that's how we keep this, you know, beauty going. And our artists are actually from all over the country. Mm-hmm. They're, yes, we're in the South, and we're right here, you know, 2 hours from Atlanta, Nashville, Knoxville, 3 hours from Asheville, all those artists' pockets and areas and art schools. But then we have artists from Indiana and Maine and, you know, California. And they come to us a lot of different ways. Mrs. Portera finds them when she's out at art shows or out traveling, or they find us, or artists recommend them to us. Scott Hill actually has recommended several artists to us. And so that's a huge vote of confidence when that happens.
Before we wrap up, if you could give me a website so that people can go on there and take a look at some of the things that you have posted there, and then also get directions so that they can come
yes.
and visit.
Oh, good. Okay. So visit us on the web at river-gallery.com. So www.river-gallery.com. We're open 7 days a week, and we're literally right around the corner from Rembrandt's Coffee House in the Bluffview Art District. So if you are coming from downtown Chattanooga, go up 4th Street, take a left on High Street, and we are on the corner of High Street and 2nd Street. If you need more directions, though, definitely go to our website, or you could put the address 400 East 2nd Street into your GPS system. So you can always call us, too, at 800-374-2923.
Either way, they've got a plan to come here. So many beautiful things.
Thank you.
The art collectors out there, and people who maybe haven't been art collectors, here's your time to start.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Great interview. Olivia, I tell you, I am ready to go back. And when I go back, I'm definitely going to check in and see which artist is exhibiting so I can plan it. So maybe the following month I'll go back again. So you guys should be doing the same thing. And this is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. We've got to stop our break right here. But when we come back, we're going to talk about another museum in Chattanooga as well. Today's show is brought to you by the Sapporo Island Beach Vacations. Back in a moment.
2 miles to east of the Chickamauga, we saw on a hill and across the highway, into the path leading from the water. There's a one-room A-frame house, a high pipe, high pedestal. Was she working the flame and then?